We are in Daphne and Betham at Beis. We're up to Tosfos, Noisna Lumaiso Shani. So we're going to have different Mahalchim and Tosfos Pshat the Gemara. The first two Mahalchim are not like Rashi. Noisna Lumaiso Shani. So the Pashtos Tosfos is the same Pshat in the Mishnah. Achaseira Kedei Einoel Koi. It's speaking about you have a seller that's chosar kedeyeno. That means there's 20 isrim in this seller. And that what the Mishnah says, v'noisna l'maisa sheni b'shavya. That means he uses the seller for maisa sheni b'shavya. B'shavya means for maisa sheni that has a value of 20 isrim, he uses this seller to be mechalo on Maisa Sheni of 20 Yisrim. So what is the Chiddush? Ve'ene choishesh mishum asimoy. So the Mishnah tells us that since it does not have the full value of a seller, so one could think, so it lost the shame matbeya. And if it lost the shame matbeya, it is an asimoin that's posel l'chalolol of maisa sheni. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The shame matbeya yesh olel. That means even though that it's the matbeya that it is a seller, and a seller it is not, because it's only worth 20 isrim, but it has a shame of currency, and it's a currency that is the shame matbeya yeshalel. The mi she'enoi loikha b'shavya b'toiras matbeya, a person who will not accept this as a coin, ki im kemoi nascha, a person will say, this is not a coin. It's not the coin that is stamped on it is a seller. This is not a seller, because it only has 20 isrim. So there are other people that will not accept this as a coin. Ki im kemay nascha. That's just like a piece of metal. And if it's a piece of metal, there's two nafkaminas. Number one, if it's a piece of metal, it can't be machalo maisha sheni on it, because maisha sheni you need on a matbeya. And number two, if it's a metal and it's not a currency, it's not worth 20 yisrim either. If you look at it as a metal, it's worth less than that. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that the people who consider this as a nasche, and they say it doesn't even, they will not accept it as a coin, eini elo nefesho. This is a nefeshcha. So the veil we have in the Mishnah, the way we would learn Pashtus in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is telling us that we're speaking about that yesh boi kishir eino, it is worth 20 isrim, which is the shir eino. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us a chiddush that you can use it for maisa sheni, even though people in such matzovim, there are certain people who will not accept it as a currency in Gansan. So according to these people, you would not be capable of being mechalo maisa sheni on it. So the Mishnah says no, ki ain't ella nefesh lo, period. So that is, according to Tosfos, that is the chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though it is not worth 24 isrim, because it's rubbed out, but it has a shame coin, even though other people don't accept it for a coin, and that is the chiddush of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah never meant to say you could use it as a coin that's worth 24 isrim, because the shavius is 20 isrim, since the silver content is rubbed out. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Before we start learning the sugya, the Rav Pope Bola Hoisev. Now Rav Pope wants to add on to the Mishnah, afilu shar matbeis, that this aloche will apply not only by a seller, this aloche will apply by shar matbeis. Now the Teiras Chaim says he doesn't understand Teisvis. I mean, what's the chilek if it's a seller, if it's a shekel? I mean, what's the chilek? That's the Teiras Chaim's kasha. I thought perhaps we could say as follows. We have to understand, Teisvis is saying a moiridike chiddush. We have to appreciate the chiddush. A coin is, if we look at something that it is a coin, it is currency. So one should reckon with the currency that is stamped on it. That means if it says a seller, it's a seller. That's the currency, Sheboy. Before you said it was a seller, before you stamped it a seller, it's not currency. What made it currency? The currency makes it now. It's a stamp. It's a seller. Now, Taisus is saying a merdik echidish. That, but this isn't worth a seller. Not worth a seller. It's only worth 20 Yisrael. So it's currency that's worth 20 Yisrael, which is very modern. You're dancing on two chasanas. The shame currency Shaboy is because the tzura that was put on in it that says this is a seller. This you say, well, this is not applicable because it's not worth a seller. Fine, so it's not worth a seller. So it's a coin that's worth 20 Yisrael. That's not the coin that's stamped on it. So you say it is a coin, but it's only worth 20 Yisrael. So that's some places is dancing on two chasanas. So perhaps it'd be a svarah to say, since it was once a seller, it had a cheshivas, a seller is a big coin, so it had a cheshivas of a coin, so the shame coin is not nifka. It was once a chosh of a coin, so it's still considered a coin, even though in value it's only worth 20 Yisrael. But perhaps if you have a small coin to begin with, and the small coin will get worth less than that. So that was a chosh of a coin to begin with. So then perhaps it'd be a svarah to say, so what it says on it is not toichi kebari. What it says, it's not. So heichetesi should call it a coin. That was the chiddush of Rapope. The chiddush of Rapope is that Shmaim Nahayman the Muki Azuzi Mikri Nefeshra. And the chiddush of Rapop is because the Mishneh said along this. The Mishneh says She'enoi Elo Nefeshra. So the Mishneh says the reason that it's considered a coin is not because it was once a big coin. Because to take away something that was once currency is always currency. And if a person doesn't consider it currency, that's a nefesh ra. That is not the way you look. It's a currency that's worth less. But the minute it gets a shame currency, then only a nefesh ra can make it ice currency. So therefore, Rapapa was machadish, so it's irrelevant. If it was worth a lot, it was worth a little. The minute it got a shame currency, this shame remains. Because only a nefesh ra says it's ice currency, it's a nascha. Fine. Now, let's go further. Messiah lay lechizki. So this we knew before chizki. That means before the sugya started, when we learned the Mishneh, we knew that the Mishneh says you can bechalo maisha sheni. The Gemara knew you could only use it for maisha sheni that's worth 20 Yisrael. That we know when we learn Mishnah. Now what was Chizkiyah Mechadish? Messiah Leila Chizkiyah. The Omar Mechalala Biyofen. Perish. Ki ilu mitchila hoisake. What does Yofa mean? Yofa means we consider ki ilu this was a coin of 20 Yisrim to begin with. It was a coin of 20 Yisrim. V'loi chaseiro. The chiddush of Cheskia was, I consider this a coin that was coined with 20 Yisrael. That's what I consider. So it's a coin of 20 Yisrael. The imi mas nisen, what was Cheskiya Mechadish? What was Cheskiya Mechadish? The imi mas nisen, hava mine noisna lemaisa shaini, bepoches meshavya, let's say for 15 Isrim, mishum de nefesh ro eino mekablo meshavya beteres matbeye. Ukemash melondol emikri asimoin, משום דמי שאין אלוהי קרא אין אלא נפש רו כמש מון חזקי דמחל לו ביוב וכאילו איסה מתחיל לכך דכול אלמה הוכי שוק לו ואינו בשוב יממש. Now let's explain what Tosfos is saying. That's what Tosfos is saying. Chesky was מחדש אמר את הכזאת. We have to understand, you have a rubbed out coin. There are people who will not accept it as a coin. This is not a coin. A coin that doesn't, it's not a coin, period. That's how the other people consider this a naskah. This is a piece of metal. Fine. Now, in this shaila, lefi shitosa, they're saying tushtik lechtayra. These people are saying tushtik lechtayra. One shtik lechtayra, they're saying it's not a coin. So according to them, you can't be machala maisa sheni. The way, according to their perspective, it's not a coin. You can't be mechala maishas. That's one shtik teira. Another shtik teira, they're saying, it's not worth 20 yisrim. It's a nascha, it's worth 15 yisrim. That means, so they're saying two shtik lach teira. Now, when I would learn the Mishnah says you keep be mechala maishas sheni. But I could learn all that the Mishnah is saying, that they can't take away the shame coin midei. It's a coin. A coin is a coin. It has a shame coin. But when we look in values, when we look in shavius, then we have to look at the market. People will accept it for 15 islam. Let's face facts of life. In Lumdis, they hold it's not a coin. In Lumdis, we disagree with that. It is a Torah's coin, so it's good for my sheikh. But in shavius, listen, if you're gonna have, you have a whole market of people who only will accept this for 15 Isrim, so perhaps in shavius can only be machalo maisha sheni for 15 Isrim. That means when I learn the Mishnah, I only know I can use it for maisha sheni. But can I use it for maisha sheni that's worth 20 Isrim or 15 Isrim? That I wouldn't know. So Cheskiya came and said, this was Cheskiya's Ashtik Torah. Nice no betoiris yofi. You know what yofi means? That when it comes to, if we consider the coin, we consider it a coin that was coined with 20 yisrim. That means, so you do, the minute we consider it a coin, we consider it a coin that's worth 20 yisrim. We don't tansan to chasnis, it's a coin, but it's worth 15 yisrim. That was the Chiddush of Cheskiya. That was the Chiddush of Cheskiya. Now the Rishash asks Akasha, so Tosfos just said a shtik teira. I learned the Mishnah. I wouldn't know this. I would say it's a coin, but you can only be mechala maisa sheni 15 is. Cheskiya said no. So for the Rishash, what's the Messiah Leila Cheskiya? So what's the Raya to Cheskiya? If I learned the Mishnah differently, Cheskiya says like this. Good. He's entitled to his opinion. What's the Messiah Leila Cheskiya? Again, I think pshat in Tosfos is because the Mishnah was soisim. If lahaloche, you do not look at the true shavius, the Mishnah should have said this. The Mishnah should have mentioned this. The Mishnah says machalol olav ma'aseh sheni deina mishum nefesh ro. If there's a difference, a nefesh ro is only the gabi a shame coin. It still is a shame coin. But gabi the shavius, the nefesh ro taka is megarei the shavius. The Mishnah should have been more specific. Not mechal mishum aisa sheni. Should mechal mishum aisa sheni b'shavya. So that's the Messiah le Cheskiya. Fine. Uporich. Now the Gemara is Akasha and Cheskiya. The ein letzamtzim lechala b'shavya. That means that Cheskiya said you use it as a coin of 20 yisrim. Rabbi said, "There's a no. You can't use this for 20 yisrim lechal because you can never accurately be shats up the shavyas of the ma'aser sheni. So you can never say this is 20 Isrim. You have to cheshbon that it's less in order to make sure that this is not less than the Shavius of the Maisa Sheni. He doesn't mean b'shavya mamish exactly. No, just like a yofa, klaymish mechala b'pochus mat. Mishum den yochel etzamtzim. K'may b'yofa. Every yofa, if you have a coin that's worth 24 isrim. So when you mechala maisha shen, you don't has been maisha shen that's worth 24 isrim on this, because you can't be mitzamtzim. So you say, kilo this is worth 23 isrim. So I said 20 isrim and kilo it's worth 19 isrim. Shemachal kamay came by pochas mat. That was one mahalach in Taisis. Barav, Rab Yitzchok, ben Arav, Rameya, Meforish, another pshat. The koi, the whole Mishnah is speaking about apoches michdei aino mirdike chedushim. That the Mishnah is not speaking about a coin that's michdei aino. The Mishnah is speaking about a sella that has 23 isrim. Now let's talk about Nilchus Aino. When a seller that has 23 Islam, drop that a little bit. When I go and handle with it, I don't bat an eyelash. This is a seller of 24 Islam. And the Mishnah is speaking about that seller, but it has 23 Islam. Now, so what's the Chiddush over here? Barav Rav Yitzchak ben Arav Rameya Meforish Tekoi Apoches Michdei Eino Benoisna LeMaisa Sheini B'Sela Sholim. That's Pshat the Mishnah. When it comes to Maisa Sheini, what do you mean? It's 23 and a half Islam, so you're going to make a dreidel with Maisa Sheini. You use it as a 24 Islam. She'eine ela nefesh cho mishene mekablo b'Sela Sholim. That's only a nefesh ha. That means it's a little rubbed out. It's only worth 23 years. If there's not even a shir I know, it's pachas from a shir I know. So memela, that's, you can use it for 24 isrim, and there's no problem. Messiah leil cheskiyah, the oma afal pi. Now this was cheskiyah's chiddush. This seller, that's pachas. This seller that is worth 23 isrim, you go to anyone, to any store, they don't bat an eyelash. You go to a shulchani, he's gonna bat an eyelash. A shulchani macht reidlach shayn. 23 isrim. I won't give you 24 isrim for it. So that was the chiddush of Cheskiah. The Oma Avapi Shapurta Lishulchani, not a Poshita store. You'll go to a Shulchani, he won't give you 24 Israel. Bishavya, Veloy Bisela Sholim, Lefi Shahu Medagdek Yoisa. So that's the Chiddush. Avalochi Machalo Biyofa Bisela Sholim, Tazlina Boso Shabane Odom Shaina Medagdek Mekabon Oisa Bisela Sholim. So according to the second shot, So the chiddush is that even though a shulchani will reckon with a mashu and then he won't give you 24 isrim for it, but since legabi the hamoin am they accept this for 24 isrim, sikim mechalum ayshishim in 21st. Now the word yof is very good. You can use it for nisa, that's a seller that's worth 25. Well, I can use it for 24 isrim. You can't be mitzamsim. Mishani b'teiru shof. Kloima, pochus mat miselu shalom. Kamayim leichoseire klalo, mechala le pochus mat. Vikamash malon cheskiah, the machalalo biyofet. That's the chiddush of cheskiah. The e mimas nisin habamine noisla lamaisa sheini bishovyo kamashitin ale shulchani. And lafi she'ene elo nefesho lami she'ene mikablo bisholem imkele havi asimen. Amir de kezach. The chiddush of cheskiah is, Lulei divrei Cheskiah, I would say that what the Shulchan gives 23 Isrim for it, that there'd be a svara to say that should make it a coin. He says it's not a coin. A seller's worth 24 Isrim. So I will only give you 23 Isrim. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that no, it's a coin. The Shulchan will make it a coin. Because the Shulchan is medaglik. Everyone else. But I would think when it comes to Shabbos, you reckon with the Shulchani, and for Meister Shani, you could use it, you can only use it for 23 Yisrael. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of Chizki. No. For Meister Shani, you look at the Hamoinam, you don't look at the Shulchani, you use Medagdik, the Shulchani is Hanefesh Ro, and Mamela, you can use it for Meister Shani for 24 Yisrael. But Rivon Perish, the Rivon says, Nois no le maisa shein, and this was Rashi's Mahala. In the beginning, Rivon Perish, Nois no le maisa shein, bisela sholem, oiso shechaseiro kitei oino. The Rivon says, we're speaking about a seller that's a chosa kidei oino. It has 20 isrim in it. And for maisa shein, you can use it for 24 isrim. The kosher, so Tosfos didn't understand this pshat at all. The may havi nefesh ro oiso she'eine mekablo aleichayv laharzer eino. So Tosfos is why that's called a nefesh ro. Halachically, the din is that you mechuyev to pay back the eino if it's chosel. That's a shir eino. If you have a seller that's worth 20 isrim, you mechuyev to reimburse him. So why is that called nefesh ro? So that's Tosfos Kasha and the Rivon, and we had mentioned the Etzem de Zasfora in Yesod, since it is a coin and it is not used only for currency purposes, so Memele, even though there's a Shiraino, it's also the Shiraino is because a lot of people are have a nefesh ro, so there's hilchas eino because these are the people you're handling with, so it's called you a meramedem. So there's a chiyav eino, but in yisod, a coin that is missing a chelik of the silver content, it still is considered halachically the same coin that it was before, and That's the sugya. This is the way Rashi learns. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Meisavei. Now, Cheski is said a halacha, and that's what our next sugya is going to speak about. Cheski is said a halacha as follows. That if a person has Meisei Sheini that's a pochas mishova pute, and he wants to be mechalalit, so Cheskia said he has a problem, number one. He can't be mechalapochas mishavaput anapluta. That's problem number one. But Cheskia solved the problem. He says because usually when a person is mechalal maisa sheini, he never is mechalal the full worth of the coin, because he doesn't want to be mitzamsim. So in the previous coins that he has is always empty space in the coin that's not Kaddish yet. So if he has not Pochas Mishava Put, he can be Mechalalit on your previous coins, because he have Shalat Tamsim, and then some Mela, you can always, that was the Chiddush of Chesky. That was the Chiddush of Chesky, and then we're going to now go into this Chiddush. Meisrei, we learned Abarais. Atume Babikurim, now this are a multitude of halachas, and one of them is going to be Negeos. Atume Babikurim Chayovin Aleim. If a Zol Bemezit eats Trume or Bikurim, Bikurim has a Chshivis of Trume, Trume Shotre the Bikurim, Chayovin Aleim Michai Misa B'dei Shemaim, if a Zol eats it, or if a Koyin Tome eats it. Fine. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, v'chaimish. If a zor eats trume or bikurim b'shaygek, so you have to give keren v'chaimish. You have to take chulun, it's nase trume, nase bikurim, and you give that to a koyin. Vasurim lezorim. Now this is l'chayre Miyutar. I just said Yechayev HaChoymesh, Yechayev, Yechayev Mise. So, Vasurim Lazorim, we'll see soon what the Chiddush is over here. Further, Vehein Nichsei Koyen. Truma Bikurim is Nichsei Koyen. That means a Koyen can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. We'll see soon in Rashi. Va'oilin Be'echad Umeya. The Shir Bittul by Truma, that means by other things, it's a Shir Bittul Baroy, Bittul Beshishim. By Trume Ubikurim, you need 100 shall heter and 1 shall Trume. The Echot Umeya. One of Trume becomes bottled in Meya of Chuna. Utounim Rechitzes Yadayim. Before you eat Trume or Bikurim, you have to wash your hands, because Tam Yadayim Shniyas, Asheni makes Trume Shlishi, Tunim Rechitzes Yadayim. Veherev Shemesh. And if you were Tomei min HaTorah, and you tovled yourself, so for Trum and Bikurim, you're not a Tzvu Yoim, is also Betrum, you have to wait for Tzai Sakechot. Arei Eilu Betrum uBikurim, Asha Enkein beMaiser, by Maiser Sheini, all these Alochas do not apply. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Bikurim hukshul trume, the krino rachmon trume, tama mar trume shot chaylu bikur. Chayoven aleim mise, zor, vezor eats, vemeise trume, is chay mise bidei shemayim, by koyin tome, hoich le bemeise. Vachoymish, zor hoich lan beshoigig, vezor eats trume bikur beshoigig. Tersi vishki yecho kodesh beshkoga, nis, kerem vachoymish. Vasurim lezorim, but you're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi, Rashi, at Shemesh, you say, "Yechayim mis, and he's not allowed to eat it." Good morning. Bitzach lamisnayu, mishum debor lamisnay, mashenke b'maisa. We're saying, we're showing the contrast between trume and maisa sheini. So trume, not only is the onshim, there's an issa, lafuki maisa sheini. If there's no issa, a Yisrael can eat it. There's no problem. You cannot be mekadosh anisha. Stam mishne kerameya, the omar meiser momen gavoyahi, the mekadosh boy loy kiddush. I'd like to just elaborate for 2 minutes as a Chazaynish and Ebenezer Siman Kuf Memches that explains what does this mean, Maman Gavoya. You can't be Mekadosh Anisha. So the Chazaynish says like this: if a person has Maiser Sheini, it's Maman Gavoya. That means I have a right to eat it. Right to eat it. Fine. Not allowed to steal it. I have a schus achila. Fine. But this right that I have is not transferable. It's my schus to eat it. I don't want to eat it. I'll go over to someone else. You can eat it. I'll give you mine. No such thing. You're not a bailim to give over. I'll give it over to Reuven. Shimon can take it away from Reuven. It never became Reuven's. I'm not an owner to give it over. I'll make up a Reuven, give me $10 for what I'm giving you. Reuven doesn't owe me a penny. I'm not giving him anything. I'm not eating it. He'll take it. I can take it back from him. There's no such musig of bailus by Maman Gavoya. Maman Gavoya, it's not my money. I have a schus achila, and that's it. So Mamela, when I'm a kaddish and isha, I have to give her something. I have to give her something. I'm not giving her anything. I'm not giving anything. She didn't get anything from me. I give it to her. Someone can take it away from her. I can take it back. She never received anything from me. So Memela, that's not called. So in Kedushin, I have to give her something. Taisvis in Kedushin says, Rekoid lefonai. You give me Mekadesh and Isha, Rekoid lefonai. That's good. I'm giving her a service. A service, you get paid for a service. I'm giving her something. I'm doing a service for her. which demands payment, and I'm giving it, and I'm giving Tafel Kedushin. That's called, I gave her something. But here I didn't give her anything. So that's how Rashi learns that Vehein Trume and Bikurim is not like that. Trume Bikurim is mine. It's mine. I can give it. It's mine. I'm a balabos on it. So my mail is, but my Shesheni is mom and gavoy. That's how Rashi learns that. You can't be Mekadish. Otunim mechitzi shedayim leperis shayedayim tmei shniyis kozla bem rabono yedayim evadin sheni letume sheni yose shlishi betume ashenkin bemaisa shenton mechitzi shedayim leperis. If you don't eat maisa sheni, to wash your hands. Dama amar, because it's not metame. Dama amar hanoit liyodav leperis. הרי זה מגסי הרוח, בוכה מתמין לו בחגיגי בפרק שני. בהרב שמש, לתומה די רייסה. And if a person was tome, so he's not allowed to eat tumah. מה שאין כן במייסה, ואומה מר טובל בעולו איכל במייס, מייסה שני. ומקרו יפינו לו ביבוא מספר כאור. ואוילין באחד ומאיר. It becomes tumah and become bottle באחד ומאיר. צריכן Echod u'meya levatal. That means the echod is the trume, and meya is chulin. So then if you have 100 parts of chulin, keneged the one part of trume is bottle. Ve'ein betelem b'roiv. Ma she'ein kein b'maisa, the bottle b'roiv. V'loi boi echod u'meya. Now, Sarashi says, now there's a new problem over here, and that's what the sugi is going to discuss. We have a klal, a dover she yesh le matirim afilu be'elef le bottle. That means that something that it's possible to be eaten without a heter of bittel, so then we don't rely on bittel, and you're not allowed to eat it without the heter. For example, let's talk about maaser sheni. I have Maisa Sheini Chutzul Yerushalayim. And the Maisa Sheini fell into, I have an apple of Maisa Sheini that fell into 1,000 apples. So the din is, and it's Chutzul Yerushalayim. So it's not bottle. Now what you do? Taking 1,001 apples into Yerushalayim. And you eat it. You can eat it. You have to be B'Soymach on the head. Bishloime by Truma falls into something. So listen, it is not, the only way you can eat it is through bittel. So then there's a dinner bittel. Maiser Shaini, you can eat it without bittel. So then Chazal said, don't be Seimech and the heter of bittel. You bring it into your shlaim. Fine. What if it's Maiser Shaini Tome? I can't eat it. I can't eat it in your shlaim. It's Tome. So then it should become bottle. But there's another Eitzah. So be paid it. Be paid it. And it'll become Maiser Sheini. Be Mechal of the Maiser Sheini. So also won't become Bob. Because you can be paid it. You don't need this. It can be eaten without a heter of bittel. Chazal said, don't be Seimech and the heter of bittel. So now, here it says that Maiser Sheini becomes, Mashenke Maiser becomes bottle boy. It's not like a Truman. So we have to say, we're speaking about a Maisa Sheini, that's Tomei. You can't bring it into Yerushalayim. We're speaking about a Maisa Sheini, that's Pochas Mishava Pruta. Because if it's a Shava Pruta, be Mechalalit. So speaking about Pochas Mishava Pruta, and that's going to be the Kasha and Cheski. I mean, still Cheski came around. I know, a Pochas Mishava Pruta, you can't be Mechalal and finish. You have a problem. So Mamela, then I would understand this halacha that my Shoshen is bottle. But now Cheski was Machadish, there's no my Shoshen that you can't be Machal. Every my Shoshen you could be Machal. I suppose Mishavat Putik Machal, so now we're going to have a problem. So how could my Shoshen become bottle? It's possible that you to eat it without bottle. Be Machal. That's what Rashi says over here. Boilen bech od mei. Yeah. Vein betel bro. Mashen ke bemeise, de bottle beroi, boi echad mei. Va al kol chacho, bemeise, shen leitakante. loy bibtiye veloy la loy selir shalaim kam di is later kant. If you would have any aids to eat it, amar rabono dove shesh matin loy boto vahoche ke goin she nitma the last later kant bechila tog ma mai shani tom ve ein boy shave prote the lab up the you it. But the misal de Chesky, and that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. If Chesky is right that apoches mishava put is also no problem, you always have moisar rishonis is given mechalo the moisar sheni and the moisar rishonis. So we have a big problem. How can moisar sheni become bottle? So dover sheyesh lematir.